Well, good morning to each one. It's a blessing to be here this morning. I too was blessed with the songs we sang, like Andy was saying. So this morning, what I have to share is I enjoy reading through lives of men in the Old Testament and in my reading and seeing, finding things in their lives I can learn from. So I was reading through the life of Joshua, and I would like to go through the life of Joshua this morning and pick out a few things that we can learn from his life. I was blessed when as I read through it and studied into his life a little bit more. So I'd like to share with you all what I found as I studied his life a little bit. So Joshua was the man that led the Israelites into the Canaan land. The Lord parted the waters of Jordan River for him. Let's read the first chapter of Joshua. First we'll read verses 1 through 9. Verse 1 in the first chapter of Joshua. Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give unto them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. From the wilderness and this great Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, and all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee in all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shall thou divide for inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee, be strong and of good courage? Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. So we read here of God giving Joshua instruction and giving him instruction on what he should do and promises he gave him. Verse 9 there says, be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. So he's given him promises that he would be with him and that he would go with him wherever he goes. We see here that Joshua believed them commandments with all his heart. He took the words of the Lord, and he took them to heart, and he believed them. He didn't doubt them one bit. He had faith that what God said he was going to do, and he related that to the people as well. I will read verses 9 on to the end. Have not I commanded thee, be strong and 10 unto the end, amen. Starting in verse 10. Then Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, pass through the host and command the people, saying, prepare you victuals, for within 3 days ye shall pass over this Jordan to go in to possess the land, which the Lord your God giveth you to possess it. And to the Reubenites, and to the Gadites, and the half of the tribe of Manasseh, spake Joshua, saying, remember the word which Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, saying, the Lord your God hath given you rest and hath given you this land. Your wives, your little ones, and your cattle shall remain in the land which Moses gave you on this side of Jordan, but ye shall pass before your brethren armed, all the mighty men of valor, and help them, until the Lord hath given your brethren rest as he hath given you, and they also have possessed the land which the Lord your God giveth them. Then ye shall return into the land of your possessions and enjoy it, which Moses, the Lord's servant, gave you on this side of Jordan toward the sun rising. And they answered Joshua, saying, All that thou commandest us we will do, and whithersoever thou sendest us we will go. According as we hearken unto Moses in all things, so will we hearken unto thee. Only the Lord thy God be with thee, as he was with Moses. Whosoever he be that doth rebel against thy commandment, and will not hearken unto thy words in all that thou commandest him, he shall be put to death. Only be strong and of good courage. So we see there he related that to the people, what he had heard from the Lord, and he related it with confidence. He said, let me see here. Here in verse 15 it said, Unto the Lord hath given your brethren rest. He hath given you, and they have possessed the land which the Lord giveth them. Which the Lord your God giveth them, then ye shall return into the land of your possessions and enjoy it. So he told them that it sounded like he did not doubt that one bit, that the word of the Lord was true. I want to have more of that in my life. We have the word of the Lord here in the Bible, and we have the same promises and the same things that the Lord gave Joshua. And it is up to us if we want to trust in them and believe in them, or then we can doubt it. We have it's a choice we have. Joshua had a huge task in front of him there to drive out and kill all the inhabitants of Canaan. But it didn't seem like that. He didn't let that discourage him. So that's the first thing I've seen in his life. He did not doubt the word of God. Whatever the Lord told him, he trusted. The next one is when they crossed the Jordan. Let me see here. We'll turn to chapter 3, verse 7 through 8. So they came up to the Jordan River. This Jordan River was a very fast and deep flowing river. It drops quite a bit. So it's a fairly narrow and deep, and it runs really fast and rushes really, really, really fast. There was once a very experienced swimmer tried to swim across it at flood stage, which was when the children of Israel crossed over there, and he was not able to swim across it because of such a strong current. So it's a very strong river. It's not just a little lazy river that runs through. It runs slow, but it's very strong and has a lot of water runs through it. So they come up to this river. And I thought it was interesting. Well, we'll just read here, chapter 3, verse 7 and 8. And the Lord said unto Joshua, This day will I begin to magnify thee in sight of all Israel, that they may know that as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. And thou shalt command the priests that bear the ark of the covenant, saying, When ye are come to the brink of the water of Jordan, ye shall stand still in Jordan. And Joshua said unto the children of Israel, Come hither and hear the words of the Lord your God. So I thought it was interesting that the Lord didn't part the water and then tell them to go, but he told them to go and then he would part the waters. He told them to go and put their feet in the water, and then at that point he will part the waters. I'll read verses 13 through 17. And it shall come to pass, as soon as the soles of the feet of the priests that bear the ark of the Lord of all the earth, shall rest in the waters of Jordan, that the waters of Jordan shall be cut off from the waters that come down from above, and they shall stand upon a heap. And it came to pass, when the people removed from their tents to pass over Jordan, the priests bearing the ark of the covenant before the people, and as they that bear the ark were come into Jordan, and the feet of the priests that bear the ark were dipped in the brim of the water, for Jordan overfloweth all his banks at the time of harvest, that the waters which came down from above stood and rose up upon an heap very far from the city Adam that is beside Zaratan. And those that came down toward the sea of the plain, even the salt sea, failed and were cut off, and the people passed over right against Jericho. And the priests that bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord stood firm on dry ground in the midst of Jordan, and all the Israelites passed over on dry ground until all the people were passed clean over Jordan. So yeah, it must have took a lot of faith for them to see this rushing river, but yet have a promise from God that it's going to stop. But the Lord told them they have to step in it first, go step in the water, and then it'll part. I just thought that was amazing, the faith and the trust in God that would take. Joshua was a man just like you and me, but he had faith that what the Lord told him was true. Another thing I'd like to look at is Joshua did not tolerate sin. We all know the story of how Achan, he found a garment and some gold and silver and hid them in the tent. Now Joshua could have told him, I was thinking, Joshua could have told him just to give it up and repent and we'll go on. But he did not do that. Let's read chapter 7, 24 and 25. Joshua chapter 7, verse 24 and 25. And Joshua and all Israel with him took Achan the son of Zerah and the silver and the garments and the wedge of gold and his sons and his daughters and his oxen and his asses and his sheep and his tent and all that he had, and they brought them into the valley of Achor. And Joshua said, Why hast thou troubled us? The Lord shall trouble thee this day. And all Israel stoned him with stones and burned them with fire after they had stoned them with stones. He did not tolerate sin, was passionate about keeping themselves pure before God. As I was studying into his life here, I had to think, what did he do in his younger years, or what did he do to become a man like this? We don't know much about his younger years, but there is a few things that we read early on, back in Exodus. Men like Joshua don't become who they are without a purpose and a desire to serve God. So if I'm not mistaken, the first time we read about Joshua is way back in Exodus 17:9. You don't have to turn to all these scriptures. There's just one verse I'm going to read here. 17:9 says, this was after the Israelites had run out of water, and they were complaining to Moses that they ran out of water. They asked him if he brought them into this wilderness to die. They should have stayed in Egypt. And then he struck a rock with his rod, and water came out. And then then verse 8 says, Then came Amalek and fought with Israel and Rephidim. And Moses said unto Joshua, Choose us out men and go out and fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand. So Joshua did as Moses had said to him, and fought with Amalek. And when Moses and Aaron and Hur went up to the top of the hill. So we see here an obedience. It was after the people, right after the people had been murmuring and complaining against Moses, and then Amalek came to fight with them. And Moses told Joshua to go out and fight with them. And we don't know for sure, but it doesn't say that he questioned him, but he just went and he was obedient. His obedience to God when he led the people across the Jordan started with his obedience to his leaders way back in his younger years. Do I have obedience in my life that is not questioned why or how, but simply obeys? The question I ask myself. The next one I'd like to look at is in chapter 33. So this was after God had told the people that they were a stiff-necked people, and the Lord told them they were a stiff-necked people, and He would not go with them into Canaan. And so Moses took the tabernacle and pitched it without the camp, afar off from the camp, and called it the tabernacle of the congregation. And it came to pass that everyone which sought the Lord went out into the tabernacle of the congregation, which was without the camp. So the tabernacle was without the camp, and people who went out to seek the Lord went into the tabernacle. And then in verse 11, it says, "And the Lord spake," Moses had went out into the tabernacle, and then it said, "And the Lord spake unto Moses face to face, as a man speaketh unto his friend. And he turned again into the camp, but his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, departed not out of the tabernacle." So I don't know exactly what that, or why that's in the Bible, or why that was written, but I took from that that Joshua was out there. He had learned at a young age, it says he was a young man, he had learned at a young age to seek the Lord. Isaiah 55:6 says, "Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near." 1 Chronicles 16:11 says, "Seek the Lord in his strength. Seek his face continually." Psalms 22:26 says, "The meek shall eat and be satisfied. They shall praise the Lord that seek him. Your heart shall live forever." Do I know the importance of seeking the Lord in my life? Seeking him and spending time in his word and in prayer. And last of all, I want to look at a mistake Joshua made in his life and what we can learn from the mistake he made. That is over in back in Joshua chapter, let me see, in chapter 9. This was after they had destroyed Jericho and Ai. After the second try, the Gibeonites were next in line, it seems. So they decided to try to fool Joshua, and we all know the story how they came to him with tattered clothing and moldy bread and deceived them into thinking they were from a far country, and asked to make peace with them. So now I'll read verse 14 and 15 out of chapter 9. It says, "And the men took of their victuals and asked not counsel at the mouth of the Lord. And Joshua made peace with them, and made a league with them, to let them live, and the princes of the congregation swear unto them." So why did they not ask counsel? It says there in 14, they did not ask counsel from the Lord. Why was that? Why did they not ask counsel from the Lord? It was right after they had destroyed Jericho and Ai. And was it possible that they had pride creeping into their life? They thought they were something that they could destroy two cities like that. Maybe they were feeling pretty good about themselves. Pride can be so destructive in our lives. Psalms 10:4 says, The wicked through the pride of his countenance will not seek after God. God is not in all his thoughts. Proverbs 16:18 says, "Pride goeth before destruction, and an haughty spirit before a fall." Pride can sneak in so subtle, so easily, and I want to be more watchful in my life that I don't let pride come in. Because we see here, Joshua was a man he was a mighty man. He had destroyed cities with God's help, and then these people came and deceived him because he did not ask counsel at the mouth of the Lord. So a little bit of recap here. First, we've seen how Joshua believed what the Lord said is true. Then we've seen how his faith did not waver in the face of a big challenge. Came to the River Jordan there, the rushing river, and also all the inhabitants of Canaan, but they did not slow him down. When he was a young man, he was obedient. He had learned obedience at a young age. And he also learned as a young man to seek the Lord. And last of all, we looked at one mistake he had made in his life. He had thought highly of himself and did not seek counsel from God in face of a decision. So that's all I have this morning. I was blessed as I studied his life, and I hope you all could get something from it as well. God bless.